What kind of follow-up do you do in patients like this?
I think that's a very good question. As you know, patients become somewhat dependent on having negative x-rays for their peace of mind. The data in lung cancer is actually not that solid. There is much more data in breast cancer, for example, and even in lymphoma, that many of the recurrences will happen between some random schedule x-ray patterns of follow-up. The data that exists in lung cancer is for patients with locally advanced disease, and again, confirm what we knew from breast cancer and lymphoma as well, that most of the recurrences will happen between pre-scheduled scans due to symptoms. I think that although there is no solid data supporting screening in lung cancer, we certainly performed at least once a year a CT looking for a second primary in patients that have a history of lung cancer. And even if the large national trial comes back negative in terms of the value of screening, one can certainly postulate that patients that already had lung cancer represent a different population. And I'm not sure if a negative trial will really answer the question, should patients with a history of lung cancer continue to have yearly CT scans? But we definitely do that. The recommendations from the NCCN and others is that the patient should be seen every 3 months in the first year, every 4 months in the second year, and every 6 months thereafter up to year five. And the frequency of x-rays that we perform depends on some negotiation with the patient and understanding their level of anxiety. I think many do a six-month CT scan for the first year, and that's probably appropriate. We certainly obtain a new baseline after either surgery or definitive chemo radiation therapy, which is what we would use for future comparisons.